invitation this evening. The invocation this evening of not putting LGBTQ+ students as part of the Civil Rights Act literally almost made me come out of my seat and up to the podium. To say that if you can't tell across the street that someone should be protected is absolutely and totally false. I am Jewish. You can't tell across the street I'm Jewish, but I am protected under the Civil Rights Act. So, to say that it's a visual thing is literally absolutely ludicrous. My people have been slaves for thousands of years. My great-grandparents were in concentration camps and had numbers tattooed on their arms. So don't dare proselytize to me about who and who should not be covered under the Civil Rights Act. And finally, I have a question to the board, but I guess you're not allowed to answer. I don't know. I'm not, you guys know I'm not very formal. But the main concern I had from the last school board meeting that I did not attend, but I didn't just read, I also watched, is when does freedom of speech become hate speech and bullying, and when should it be stopped in your 3 minutes that you're allowed to speak? When is it that someone is being attacked and should not be allowed to continue to speak? And I think that's something that all of the school board, the superintendent, and the student school board members need to think about, because there was, at the last meeting, hate, just pure hate speech spoken, and it should have been stopped, and it was not stopped. And there, you could see from the video, people were uncomfortable with it, but it wasn't stopped. So we can't allow anyone and everyone to say anything they want in these 3 minutes, because that's